Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hello, and welcome back to Radio Headspace. I'm so glad you're here. Now, if there's one thing that meditation has opened my eyes to, it's that life is filled with impermanence. In every single moment, things are changing and shifting. And oftentimes when I'm struggling, it's because I'm resistant to this change. I was reading a quote from Andy, you know, our Andy, the other day, and it spoke to this idea that meditation invites us to be aware of the coming and going of moments and how we usually only notice the arrival of an emotion, but rarely notice its going. And as you know, they come and go all of the time. When we're able to be aware of this constant flow of thoughts, emotions, moments, and experiences, we're able to connect to a greater sense of ease in our lives, because we know nothing lasts forever. But here's the thing. The mind has this way of making things feel very solid, fixed, and permanent. whether it's the thoughts that we experience or even our identities. Yet when we sit and meditate, we realize that everything is in flux, just flowing from one moment to the next. As we notice a thought coming, it's important to notice the going of a thought as well. This helps us realize that nothing stays the same and things aren't as solid as they may seem. Then we can liberate ourselves from this idea that the human experience or identity is binary, because we know that there's nothing to hold on to. Everything is just coming and going. And much of our own suffering comes from the resistance to this natural flow of things. I remember in my first MBSR class that I taught, I had just introduced the group to walking meditation. And one of the home practices was to incorporate mindful walking into their daily routine. There was a student who had shared that this was going to be impossible for her because she was a New Yorker and New Yorkers don't walk slowly or mindfully. They walk fast because they have places to go. If you're listening and you live in New York, I'm sure you can relate. But what was interesting was by the end of the 8-week program, she started to realize how the attachment to being a New Yorker was hindering her from bringing mindfulness into her everyday life. This holds true for so many different aspects of our lives. We can sometimes confuse a state for a trait, as if sadness is all we are, or anger is all we are, or being a fast walker is all we are. When in actuality, with a little bit of mindfulness, we see that this state we're experiencing is always in flow and flux, moving from one moment to the next. When we can be an observer, take a step back, and just witness the moment as it passes, we create space between that which we experience and that which we are. And there's so much freedom to be found in that. We're more than the thoughts we think, the emotions we feel, and the sensations that arise in the body. Who we are isn't defined by what we experience either. Yet, it's our response to what we perceive that can make our reality feel quite fixed and solid. One of the best ways that we can create space is by adopting a curious presence. So instead of judging what is arising in the moment, instead, becoming radically curious in those moments. You can ask yourself, what identity am I holding on to in this moment? Why am I struggling to let go? And what would happen if I did let go? I'm learning that I often hold on and cling to certain things because there's a sense of safety and comfort that exists with being defined as a nice person or a teacher or even a good daughter. And without those borders, there's an unknown there, that ebb and flow that seems a bit scary at times, but it's the undefined moments of our lives that we can continuously define and refine who we are. I'll leave it here for now. There's much to ponder when we let go of certain labels and identities, but hopefully this is a starting point of curiosity and compassion. Take care, friends.